Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Just something I want you to think about as we go. Psalm chapter 27, very quickly. Psalm chapter 27. Psalm chapter 27. Psalm chapter 27. For the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, I told you the first day of this program, I said David was never afraid of anyone. Even as a teenager, he would stand before a giant before whom all the champions of Israel dared not stand and speak boldly. And he did to Goliath what he promised to do. And so if that kind of person is telling you the kind of conviction that backs his results, I think it is good to listen. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. For you, salvation is just something you enjoy and wait for heaven. He said, because salvation is also practical, he saves me in my day-to-day life. He is my security. He said, whom shall I fear? He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What is the strength of your life? Your bank account? Or some uncle somewhere? Or some contact you have on your phone? He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Listen, brag like David. Say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Say to his hearing, you, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Because of you, I have no reason to fear. Say, what shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, look at what he says in the next verse. I, my God, and this becomes the reality of your life. He said, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. It means even if I'm sleeping and they try to attack me in the dream, this is what is going to happen to them. They stumble and fall. Are you listening to me? And all of this is because the Lord is the strength of my life. And the ambience of his glory is around me. And so when they come against me, they stumble and fall. Listen, I don't have to do nothing about it. There is an infrastructure of protection. Are you getting what I'm saying? The integrity of which can never be compromised or broken. When they came against me, they stumbled and fell. Look at verse 3. It says, though an army, oh my God, even if a whole army comes against just me, Jesus Christ. It says, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. He says, though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. What kind of man is this? I told you, the patriarchs of old had faith in the providence of God, the sovereignty of God, that if God is in control, I'm untouchable, I'm unstoppable. Are you listening to me? Do you really believe this? Is this the reality of your life? My God. And so since my enemies are already catered for, I don't have to bother about them. This then becomes my priority. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek. You see, some people have never experienced what I'm about to talk about because, you see, the preoccupation of their prayer time is always the enemies, the enemies, the enemies. And make no mistake, I'm not trivializing the fact that enemies indeed exist and spiritual warfare is real. We have so many sermons on that, and this is a proper deliverance ministry. But you see, some people act as if the devil is more powerful than God. They give the devil more attention than they give God. So he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. This is the saying of a man who never lost a battle. He understands spiritual warfare more than you. And he's saying the most excellent way is to prioritize the presence. Prioritize the presence, and the presence will take care of your enemies. Are you listening to me? Verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Everybody read this together. Read it about yourself. One, two, go. Look at verse 6. He said, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. He says, therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle, and I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Listen, as you are leaving this camp meeting, I want to give you just some things that you must put as a schedule and follow them religiously. Number one, fellowship with the brethren. Fellowship with the brethren. It's more than just ticking the boxes, oh, I went to church today. The man who never lost a battle is telling you this is one of his secrets. One thing do I desire, and one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. He's telling you, oh my God, that, you see, the secret of corporate anointing can never be overemphasized. I know it's busy out there. I know the demands of work can be overwhelming. But one thing, are you listening to me? Martha, Martha, you're encumbered about much serving. One thing is needful. After this camp meeting, start rearranging your priorities. I must present myself in the fellowship of the saints. I will pray and worship with them. I must have my tribe, people with whom I worship, I pray, I fast, and I just do the things of God. This is important. It's more important than you realize. Again, this man is telling you his success secrets. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil from the beard of Aaron to the, you know, to his skirt. He's telling you, listen, corporate anointing is real. So when we gather together, we intermingle with power and with the anointing. It's important. Especially as a new believer, one of the things you must get right is your company, your spiritual company. People who encourage you in the things of God. Find a good church. Attend. There are many good ones today. Find one and attend. And be serious there. That's a life hack. I believe with all my heart, when God gives you a good church, 40% of your challenges in life are already sorted. I believe it with all my heart. And number two, of course, your personal devotion. Thank God for corporate worship, but take personal devotion seriously. You know, I said something, I hope it didn't fly over your head in the morning. That in Babylon, actually Medo-Persia, because Babylon, the Bible still called it Babylon just for the sake of it, but it was actually Medo-Persia, all right? It was a new empire. They wanted Daniel to stop praying just for 30 days. Just for 30 days. Just for 30 days. And Daniel won't agree. Some of us, without any law restricting prayer, we still won't pray. I hope you know there are some churchgoers who can go 2 weeks without praying. And they feel normal. They feel normal. Make sure next reboot camp is not the next time you have a stretch prayer. Let this be the new normal in your life. What are the consecrations in your life? When do you fast? When do you pray? How long do you pray? When will you have special seasons of devotion where you pray longer than usual? Oh my God, God is ready to move. I need to finish this on time. So what is number one? What is number two? Now, can I tell you something? Let me tell you something. When it comes to personal devotion, of course, Bible reading, prayer, I've noticed something. I don't know why. The people who like to read Bible don't like to pray. And the people who like to pray don't like to read the Bible. It's like a spiritual attack. You must fight it. Fight it. Fight it. And one thing, I'm not really want to major on ideas like this, but listen to me, it works for me. If you aim for the stars, you will fall amongst in the sky at least. So any area of your devotion where you are struggling, overemphasize it. For some of you, if you overemphasize it, it will become normal. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sha, don't be the kind of person who doesn't read Bible. You don't read your Bible. You get mine though. In this wicked world, please read your Bible. Now, this is not a sermon, it's just a charge. And please take this seriously. Take this seriously. You have to read your Bible regularly. Read your Bible every day. Amen, somebody. Pastors, before you prepare your sermon, it's a trap pastors can fall into. You are preparing sermons, but you are not studying to be fed, to be nourished. Never fall into that trap. Now, God cannot even speak to you. When God is speaking to you, you are hearing Rema, this one will move them. I will now say it like this. Don't fall into that trap. Some days I'm very tired. I've ministered to others, but I must minister to myself. It's important. So I have different acts, different things. If this one doesn't work, I will do this. If this one doesn't work, I will do this. Sometimes it's audio Bible. I don't really like audio Bible, but I need it sometimes. I need it sometimes. I need it sometimes. Come on, are you listening to me? But the most important hack I want to give you is this. Learn to sing to the Lord regularly. Jesus. Listen. Every day, passionately sing to the Lord from your heart. It's a secret of glory. You want glory levels in your life to rise? Do this one. Do this one. Do this one. See, let me tell you. I don't like to make comparisons like this. Eh? But a person who does this one may outrank a person who just prays. You know, both are important. But when it comes to the Shekinah, nobody will outclass a worshiper. That's one of David's secrets. He says, I will sing. Listen, some of you have a bad voice. Some of you sing off key, others have no key at all. It doesn't matter. Sing to the Lord. Now, can I take it a step further? This is a big secret. Are you ready for it? Learn to write to the Lord. Write to the Lord. It might be a poem, or just a writing, or even a song. You may not be a good singer. You may not know anything about songwriting. Just write to the Lord. Write to the Lord.
See, let me tell you something. If you do this simple thing I'm saying, you will start discovering some things in your life. You will start knowing things before they happen. I'm telling you, you will start knowing things before they happen. Because you see, in the Bible, prophets were musicians. There is a strong connection between the ministry of a minstrel and the prophetic. Strong connection. Just this simple thing. Just learn to sing to the Lord passionately. See, there are so many advantages. You will see the jealous protection of God. When you look around during a service, you see those people who are easily touched by God, who will kneel and pray and cry. Let me advise you, don't look for their trouble. 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 And like David, if you make this your priority, the things others are pursuing will start pursuing you. I'm telling you the facts. What I'm saying, please make sure you do it. Do it. Do it. If you need to set alarms right now as I'm talking, do it. Set targets. You know what? Like I said, when you want to emphasize something, when I want to learn something I don't normally do, I will first overdo it before it balances. So if I were you, I would say, okay, I will write to the Lord every day for the next 12 days. I will start there. Write to the Lord. And sometimes sing it with your broken voice. Sing your own song. I can't tell you how it is, oh. It's different. Let me tell you something. Can I be honest with you? If I sing Holy Ghost, you and I will change the world, and you sing it, it will never be the same. Because that song the Lord gave is our song. Is our song. It's good. See, the song, when you sing songs like that, you are brought into the experience, but let that challenge you. Write your own to the Lord. There are many songs you will never hear. That one is for me and God. Me and God. Me and God. Are you listening to me? Life hack. If you want me to just pray for you and go, I can do that. But if you want to learn to cultivate glory, not just once a year during the boot camp, but every day of your life, do what I'm saying. You must come to church. No matter how anointed you are, present yourself with the assembly of the saints. And then number two, take your personal devotion seriously. And in that personal devotion, sing to the Lord. There are some things that can help you. If you don't get distracted by it, you can play music and sing to it. But that thing can be distracting. You can use that to start. After a while, pause it. Sing to the Lord. Discipline yourself. Can you sing 5 songs to the Lord without getting bored? Write your own songs. Have a diary. The book of Psalms is a compendium of a man's walk with God. Think about that. Come on, are you listening to me? And in this camp meeting, every camp meeting like this must leave you with consecrations. That's number 3. Must leave you with consecrations. What are the things you will drop? The things that must not follow you home. Consecrations. So you mean you can fellowship with the brethren like this 3-4 days, then still go to a beer parlor openly, sit, drink, and be drunk? That one is for somebody here. I'm speaking prophetically. The Lord is asking me to tell you, will you continue like that? You can can't continue like that. As you grow in the Lord, put disciplines on your appetites. Stop using grace as an excuse. Every woman around you is in trouble. Whether they know it yet or not. You can't continue like that. You can't go through a camp meeting like this and continue like that. No, that one will stop. Are you listening to me? Put some disciplines in your life. And you know, to be disciplined like that, you have to be thorough. There are some phone numbers that have no business being on your phone. They shouldn't be there. Don't use discipline. Delete it. See, there are some companies you shouldn't keep coming from this mountain. You see, that friendship is over. Over. Are you listening to me? When you were praying, I hope God wasn't only telling you He will bless you, He will lift you. I hope God was also telling you how you must emphasize prayer and fasting and consecrations. Some of you have received instructions. Instructions on generosity. Instructions on where to go, things to do. Take those things seriously. It is disciplines like this that preserve the anointing. Are you listening to me? And then number four, you must take action. You must take action. The things that God has told you, act on them. Act on them. You won't see the unstoppable move of God sitting in one place, sitting still. You know, hear the word move, unstoppable move. You must move. You know, I read a text in Toronto. I want to read it to you. Look at Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 3 to 6. Oh my God. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 3 to 6. Do you believe this? It says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. Oh my God. It's like, I miss, maybe this word is for someone in the annex. I should go there. Let me try again. He said, every place that the sole of your feet, of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. Let me say it again. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. But listen, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If he says, every place that the sole of my foot shall tread upon, he has given me, it means I now determine the extent of my spiritual influence. I can no longer accuse God of not moving when he made it dependent on my obedience. So if you take one step, well, he gives you one step. If you take two steps, he gives you two steps. Some of you, God is waiting for you. You think you are waiting for God. God is waiting for you. As you leave this place, you must take steps of obedience. You must be bold and courageous. In fact, let me just read the whole text to you. I think it's going to bless you. He said he has given you, look at what he says in the next verse. In verse 5. Oh my God, okay. Let's read verse 4 first. He says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Now look at verse 5. Oh my God. I will see if you receive this prophetically. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Say Lord, amen. It doesn't end there. And in verse 6, he says, be strong and of good courage. Did you hear that? So, see, let me tell you something. In my experience, I think I said it the first or the second day, One major difference will always be bravery. If you are not courageous, it will be as if you are not anointed. Be strong. So God is telling you, and if you take that step, you will see me at work. I have determined everywhere the sole of your foot treads upon, I've given you. But now I'll be waiting for you. It is now at the mercy of your courage. Your destiny is at the mercy of your courage. Your destiny. Your destiny. Your destiny. Start taking steps. Start taking steps. You don't have to figure the whole thing. You don't have to see the whole stairway. Just take the first step. Are you listening to me? Take the first step. You are trusting for a healing. There are things to do. Just take steps of faith in obedience. You're trusting God maybe to plant a church or something. Take the first step. You're trusting God for a car. Take the first step. At least know how much it costs. Go and price it. Are you listening to me? Take the first step. Like the angels are running out of patience. They want me to keep quiet and just pray. This is important. Be strong and very courageous. Help me preach this to the person by your side. Say, be strong. And very courageous. Very courageous. Be strong. And very courageous. Tell someone else, say, take that step. Take that step. Take that step. Take that step. You are in service unit with that lady. You think she's meant to be your wife. Yet you see her, you will smile and go. Take that step. Don't leave this campground. Hey, brother, open your mouth. Take that step. Tell her for avoidance of doubt. Maybe you just think I'm looking out for you as your brother in Christ. I like you all. Are you listening to me? Take that step. Take that step. I hope you know I'm not joking. We now have call for wedding or surplus next year. It must surplus. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. One of the true proofs of an apostolic calling is the ability to replicate graces. And it happens through teaching, but also through impartation. Right now, those of you here, something is about to come on you. Even you will be amazed. Let me show you something. Gideon was praying for a revival. Gideon, he wanted a revival. He wanted God to send someone else. He said, where be all the great signs that our father spoke about? And God said, go in this might. You are looking for revival, but you are waiting for it to happen somewhere else. As if God needs to pick someone else when you are there. That's a parable for some of you. Some of you thought you will just help with admin, but you will preach. You will preach. Look at that. Look at that. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so in the name of Jesus, from the left to the right, I stretch my hands. Let what God is doing in this place spread through you to all the nations. In seven counts, 7, 6, 5, 4, catch this fire and spread it. Touch, 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 touch. Rasatanga rabalande rebele pokombre kasete kebe. Lembrende kebe. Shende rebele bokai. Lembereli. Lembrataka balande kebe. Touch. Lembrataga. Touch. Touch. Listen to me. Part of the demonstrations of the sovereignty of God is mercy. Even lawful captives can be delivered. When he says enough, when he forgives, Nobody can challenge him. Are you listening to me? Lord, thank you for your mercy. Sovereign God, thank you for your mercy. For the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Because of you, I will get things, even things I don't deserve. I come short sometimes, but I get things I don't deserve. I give you a few seconds. Thank him. Thank him for that. 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 We're closing now. So everybody, just lift your hands where you are. We're going now. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The God of heaven, sovereign of all creation, has honored you today. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. For every request, you are coming back with your testimonies. Those trusting for the fruit of the womb, come back with your babies. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will leave this place with a new spiritual environment that will draw you to the place of prayer more regularly than ever before in your life. And that grace will keep the devil far away for the rest of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment against you is condemned. The battle against your health, you have won it. I said you have won it. I said you have won it. You will not bury anyone in your house. And you will not be buried. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.